But on some level, many people still do trust the experts, at least on climate change. But should they? We were pondering that this morning when we saw that the world's most famous climate change expert, Greta Thunberg of Sweden, just deleted a tweet she wrote in June of 2018. Here it is, quote, "A top climate scientist is warning that climate change will wipe out all of humanity unless we stop using fossil fuels over the next 5 years." The scientist, of course, was a Harvard professor, so obviously that prediction was going to be correct. But here we are still driving our Silverados and still alive, and some of us are still happy. So it does make you wonder if Greta Thunberg, the greatly revered Greta Thunberg, a perennial finalist for the Nobel Peace Prize, could have gotten that so wrong. What else have the climate experts gotten wrong? And how long have they been getting it wrong? Back then, of course, climate change didn't mean global warming. It meant a new ice age. In 1970, the Boston Globe reported, quote, "Scientists predict a new ice age by 21st century. According to the Globe, air pollution may obliterate the sun and cause a new ice age in the first third of the next century." But by the early 1980s, when the ice didn't arrive, well, the experts decided the problem wasn't too much cold, it was too much heat. It was global warming. And that paved the way for Al Gore, who in 2006 released his famous documentary, An Inconvenient Truth. And the beauty of An Inconvenient Truth is now that it's been, well, inconveniently more than 15 years since it came out, we can fact check its claims.
Within the decade, there will be no more snows of Kilimanjaro.
Al Gore also said there would be no ice in the Arctic. He quoted researchers, climate researchers, experts, and he explained that, quote, "The North Pole will be ice-free in the summer by 2013 because of man-made global warming." Now, it does take a certain level of chutzpah to make a prediction that precise, and Al Gore made many of them, and all of them turned out to be wrong. And for a normal person, that would be a cue, well, maybe it's time to retire. I'm rich on Google stock, maybe I could just stop talking because, of course, I've been disgraced by my own foolish predictions. But no, he kept going, and he was helped in that by the entire news media. It makes you wonder why. News organizations exist to bring you the news, to assess whether things are true or not. But if all of them collude to hide lying, you have to ask, is there something else going on here? We'll let you decide. We do know that by 2006, NBC News informed the world that, quote, "A leading U.S. climate researcher says the world has a 10-year window till 2016, a window of opportunity to take decisive action on global warming and avert catastrophe." Well, of course, by their predicted date, Donald Trump became president, but that's not what they were predicting. In 2008, the Associated Press reported that according to a top NASA scientist, in 5 to 10 years, the Arctic will be free of sea ice in the summer. That didn't happen, but of course, no one was ever held to account for bad predictions, so this kept going. John Kerry, now our climate czar, cited that very same science in 2009. Watch.
"You have sea ice, which is melting at a rate that the Arctic Ocean now increasingly is exposed. In 5 years, scientists predict we will have the first ice-free Arctic summer."
What's hilarious is this is a guy who's never had a job. He's only been in politics. He's never done one useful thing. He's not a scientist. He's never done research. He's actually not an expert, but because he's way more aggressive than you are, and because he has access to the media, which amplify his claims, he poses as one. These aren't reports from the experts. These are threats. Here's Joe Biden.
"That's what climate change is about. It is literally, not figuratively, a clear and present danger. The latest climate report, nothing less than, quote, code red for humanity." Let me say it again. Code red for humanity.
Code red for humanity. Of course, he never explains what that means. You're going to have to check your book of science to find out. So the question is, why are we still being bullied by these people? It has nothing to do with saving the earth. They hate the earth. They hate nature. It's about controlling us. And maybe we should recognize that.